We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A couple of minutes ago on this station, a station that he has very successfully run for a couple of years now and made a phenomenal hire, by the way, a couple of years ago when he hired John Ritchie and James Seltzer for this show. This man said this a couple of minutes ago.
Now, Joe is definitely a loser.
What an outrage. We do not welcome Spike Eskin. He's just here because I said, in the words of Charlie Manuel, why don't you drop by my office?
Look, the question is, if I made two out of three good hires, is that good enough? I didn't realize that I hired a loser to direct the midday show, somebody who wants to just wait around for our key rivals to get worse in 7 years, and maybe we'll still have our good players
there. As opposed to what?
You are a loser. Here is the truth, man. You can't sit around and smugly go that everything this is great. It's going to be a fun team to watch and talk about the 5 years we went through.
Yep.
What was the point of those 5 years? What was the point of what Sam Hinkie did?
Title contending excellence.
Right. And so you are here happy with the fact that our number one rivals, who we gave, by the way, maybe the biggest traded asset in the NBA right now, that first round pick that they're going to have from the Kings, are markedly better than us. And your plan to get better than them is, well, maybe they won't be able to keep all their good players. How has that worked out with the Warriors? The Warriors are going to keep all their good players.
Well, they'll probably lose Durant, but we'll see.
Maybe. I don't know. Everyone said they were going to lose Klay Thompson, and
they're just going to resign. They're not going to lose Klay.
And did Daryl Morey sit around there with the Houston Rockets and go, well, you know what we'll do? We'll just sit around, and maybe in 4 years, one of their good players won't be there anymore. It's a bad plan.
All right, two things. One, I get it. The trade in Boston looks like a disaster. I know. It is almost definitely a guaranteed disaster. Even if Fultz becomes decent, which he might be.
Sure.
It's a disastrous trade. I get it. That's number one. I'm not saying push that aside like forget it, but there's nothing that can be reversed with that. That's number one. Let's deal with number two. So when I talk about patience and into next year, and the Celtics at some point will get worse in some spots, Sixers will get better. Let's talk about what just happened and what can happen in the future. What, in the absence of LeBron choosing to come here and Paul George choosing to come here, and they said, I'll go elsewhere, and the Kawhi Leonard thing was very complicated for a lot of reasons, and so ultimately there was no trade consummated. What did you want the Sixers to do?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that there was something within the last 6 weeks that they could have done. What I'm telling you...
I'm saying the last 4 months. Who did you want them to get?
But it's not... You're thinking like Brian Colangelo. Like, you can't just think there is one guy that is going to solve all of my problems. Everything has to be thought of as the whole. The Boston Celtics didn't get here because they got one guy.
True.
It is not just that trade. And by the way, one thing that you're not acknowledging is that, you know, Joel Embiid is now going to be making $30 million a year.
Right.
In 2 years, Ben Simmons is going to be making $30 million a year. In 2 years, you're going to have to pay Dario Saric.
Sure.
So this problem of keeping all your good players is a problem that everybody in the NBA has. And what I would tell you is that the infrastructure that the Celtics have is better to withstand something like this because they have more of them.
They do have more of them.
Than we do.
But where I think you're missing my point, Spike, is that I know, and hopefully Ben Simmons does sign here because I want those guys to re-sign, and hopefully they will. The Sixers have one more crack at a prime free agent, either through a free agency or a trade, one more acquisition that obviously will happen either during the season or next year, or they swing and miss in free agency, but they're going to try. I don't want them to overreach for someone that gives them three more wins this year, but prevents them from being able to get Kawhi Leonard
next year. That's exactly what you want to do by not starting Markelle Fultz. You want to win three or four more games than you would have already won. And by the way, the thing that you said, hey, if they had not started Fultz the other night, would they have won? Of course they wouldn't have won. They got run off the floor.
And they're going to win tonight starting Ryan Foltz. Well, he will start tonight, and they will win on their way to 50
What I'm telling
wins.
You is this loser plan of sitting around and waiting, especially for the offseason. Maybe a free agent will come here. That is the lowest percentage play
as
of everything.
As opposed to what?
You're
going
to have to make a trade or develop that kid. Those are the only two things. And worrying about wins this year is a fool's errand because they're not going to beat the Celtics. They're not. They have no chance of beating the Celtics. So you might as well throw that kid out there and make moves on the margins to get better instead of signing, you know, we spent how many millions of dollars did we spend on J.J. Redick and Amir Johnson the last 2 years? $24 million on J.J. last year, another $12 million this
and
year.
And it didn't hurt their cap.
$11 million.
It didn't hurt their cap.
No, but that's
and
the
it made
point.
Them a better team.
What could you have done with that $24 million that may have created better trade assets, that may have made you better in the future?
Yeah.
And still, you have to wait around. And by the way, that cap space is just going to disappear unless you do something with it. The Rockets go out and sign P.J. Tucker. The Rockets go out and sign, trade for young guys that are low value. We sit around and do these checkers moves while other guys are playing chess, and we're not going to win a championship until somebody says we're going to have to, at this point, because they have screwed up the last 2 years so badly, they're going to have to take chances. They're going to have to take high-risk moves. I don't like Jimmy Butler, but that I don't want him, but that is the sort of high-risk move that you're going to have to take.
I don't disagree with that. I'll just say this, man. I believe... This is Spike Eskin, by the way, who called me a loser.
A loser.
On this.
Now,
on,
Joe is definitely a loser.
On my radio station, not his station. On my station.
Oh! I'm going to see you in my office right after all this. Freaking loser.
And then we're going to go to the HR office, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I'm just. Listen, I appreciate that they're shooting for the stars, and I know they could make more lower-level moves. And
but they're not shooting for the stars, Joe. That they are satisfied with being good right now. Good is the enemy of great.
But Spike,
their desire to be good for the last 3 years has lessened their opportunity at being great. Dude, they got this Little League move that Brett Brown made the other day by, first of all, it is a Little League move in saying that one guy's going to start the first half and the other guy's going to set.
I don't like it.
And then he chickened out on it after one half of basketball because Fultz wasn't good. Look, one of their only shots is having that kid be good, and the only way he's going to be good is if he plays.
So you want to play more?
Yes.
I agree.
You got your ass beat in this.
With
I didn't get my ass beat at all. This isn't even close.
Dude, let's go to the scorecard. Unanimous decision.
That's your fault.
7-3, and still champion of the world. Spike Gessler.
Just because he signs you. Just because he signs
you.
This
is one of the most one-sided arguments we've ever had on our show.
I've never heard. I agree with that 3 times in a row. But you just did that.
No,
the fight's over.
Because he finally got to a good point. I mean, most of the stuff was complete nonsense.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Nonsense.
Yes.
That's not at all. Like, that's a huge part of this. We're talking about win totals and everything else. It's complete garbage.
Nah. What I'll say is Thursday at 12:30 from now on is the hammer gets beat.
No.
I would like to make
one more point.
Okay.
And then I'm going to kick you off my show.
Fair enough.
All right?
Fair enough.
All right. So, like, the other thing I keep coming back to that I think I'm sensing that you are being either misguided on or unfair about. Joel Embiid has played, I don't know, 130 or 40 games in his life of basketball. He's in his third year of playing NBA ball, fifth year in the league, third year of playing ball. Ben Simmons in his second year of playing NBA ball.
Yep.
While Magic Johnson got it done as a rookie, he had Shaq. And Tim Duncan got it done in his second year. He was absolutely wonderful, and he had David Robinson and some others. The bottom line is most guys, LeBron, like year 8 or 9, Jordan, year 7, like tons and tons of examples, Shaq, like year 8 or 9 or 10 when he won a title. Most of these guys win later because it takes time to fully develop everything. How good they are, how good they become, players around them, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, as a Sixers fan, and this is why I'm going to win the argument, Seltzer. As a Sixers fan,
you already lost
hold
it.
On. As a Sixers fan, I'm not freaking out because the Sixers aren't better than the Celtics and Warriors right now.
Right, but they don't have a...
I didn't expect them to be better than those
teams
yet.
Here is the problem, and here is and why you are ultimately going to be a loser. You didn't expect anything ever. The time schedule is not based on in year 3 we'll do this, in year 5 we'll do this, in year 7 we'll do this. It's like poker. You wait around for a good hand, and then you go in. And right now, here's the thing. The Oklahoma City Thunder said, Don't worry. We'll have these guys around forever. They're all young. We have James Harden. We have Serge Ibaka. We have Russell Westbrook. We have Kevin Durant. And they got to the finals one time, yep. And they didn't double down and pay James Harden.
You're right.
And now they lost it. If you don't recognize that you have something at the moment, and those injuries, even though it is only Joel Embiid's second year actually playing, the third year actually playing basketball, the truth is that he's already getting paid. He's already 25 years old. Ben Simmons is already in a second year. He's going to get paid in 2 years. And this is a different NBA. This is an NBA where players move, where guys threaten to leave if they don't get traded. Your opportunity to build and build quicker is now. And if they do not, even Elton Brand and Brett Brown said it in the last 6 months. Brett Brown said at the end of the season last year, we need to add another star. Elton Brand said, our clock is ticking because of contracts. We have 2 years to add another star.
And that's correct. They're both right.
And if the plan is to sit around and wait for free agency, you're screwed. That's not what the Celtics did. It is a part of what they did, but it is not all of what they did. And if you just – everybody's going to have cap space. Everyone's going to have cap space this summer. And our cap space is not superior. Our $27 million is not different than anybody else's $27
million. Listen, I would just say this. If someone passed away 2 to 3 years into Jordan's life and career and 2 to 3 years into LeBron's life and career, they would not know that those guys won titles. They won a lot of titles. It takes time.
I don't care.
That's fine. That's fine. All right. His
the
name
was
is
the nail.
See you guys.
Get out of my office.
Oh, come on.
Oh man, that was embarrassing, Joe. You just got crushed.
For the station. To know that that's the guy running the station. I agree.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.